After waking up to his 30th straight loss in the opinion polls, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull left to visit a childcare centre in Sydney's southwest. But he couldn't avoid the questions about why the metric he used to replace Tony Abbott in the job shouldn't apply to him now. A poll of 1,500 people by the Australian newspaper conducted late last week shows the Coalition's two-party preferred vote at 48% to Labor's 52%. Mr. Turnbull says there are other considerations for why his party should continue supporting him.
I mean, I regret making those remarks at the time, making the remarks about 30 news polls at the time. But what I promised to do was to provide economic leadership and traditional cabinet government, and I've done both.
2.5 years later, Mr. Turnbull says there are more important standards for judging a Prime Minister than an opinion poll, and he dismisses suggestions there's similar discontent with his leadership to Mr. Abbott's in 2015.
I do have the confidence of my colleagues, that's the first point, and no one, by the way, is suggesting I don't. So, second point is what Australians want us to focus on is their jobs. They don't want me to focus on personalities or the politics. They want me to focus on the outcomes for them. And that's precisely what we're delivering.
Tony Abbott has been cycling through Victoria's struggling Latrobe Valley for a charity bicycle ride as the 30th news poll hits the headlines. But he isn't boasting about Mr. Turnbull's failure to win a poll.
I guess the point I'd make is that we shouldn't obsess over polls. I never did. I don't think others should. What we should be focused on is being the best possible government and winning an election.
Mr. Abbott's route is taking him through one of the nation's preeminent coal regions. His group of cyclists deliberately rode within a few hundred metres of a coal-fired power plant's massive cooling towers. The former Prime Minister is unashamedly offering advice on that matter to the Coalition.
We should be the party of low power prices, and that means more coal-fired baseload power generation in this country. We should be the party of higher wages and more affordable housing, and that means scaling back the current rate of immigration.
The news poll shows Malcolm Turnbull is still the preferred Prime Minister, leading opposition leader Bill Shorten 38% to 36%. That's the redeeming aspect senior government frontbenchers have taken to the airwaves in an effort to put a positive spin on the poll. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has told the ABC there's no push for another leadership challenge.
The test remains the same as what the test was back in September 2015, and that is whether the leader, our Prime Minister, maintains the confidence of the party room, which she does. And of course, at the next election, we will present ourselves as a team under Malcolm's leadership.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, often floated as a leadership contender if there's a push against Mr. Turnbull, has also offered a message of unity on the Seven Network.
So I'll continue to be deputy leader to Malcolm Turnbull, and Malcolm Turnbull will continue to lead the party, delivering strong economic management and a focus on national security to keep Australians safe. That's what we're seeking to do.
Education Minister Simon Birmingham has told the ABC the Coalition is only focused on winning one poll, the one held on election day.
And there is a real threat of a Bill Shorten-led Labor government. And we have to make sure that people understand the threat and the risks that come with that. You can turn these things around through discipline, through hard work, through focusing on the key messages.
Tony Abbott wasn't the only former Prime Minister commenting on the news poll. Kevin Rudd, replaced in Labor's 2010 leadership spill, tweeted both Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten would be ousted if a news poll was the standard for leadership. Mr. Shorten, who switched his support between Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard in the Labor spills, was asked if he can rebuild his relationship with Mr. Rudd.
Oh, I'm not going to interpret someone's emotions through a tweet. Mr. Rudd did a very good job as Prime Minister of Australia. The reality is that we've learnt from our mistakes. I think if you now look at who would win the gold medal of disunity, it would be the Coalition.
Miles Morgan, SBS News.